My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Old friends are golden friends, as the songwriter has it. Here are four golden friends of mine: John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden. Plus a relatively new friend of us all, our scorer, Mary Bell. One tune leads to another, always when I'm putting together a piano medley.
What?
Yes.
No.
The first four tune titles are for John and Frank to name, the second four for Ian and Dennis.
Gracious.
Now, the first four, John and Frank. You get a good up,
rhythm,
thank you. Then came
Chiloe.
Chiloe, yes. Chiloe, the song of the swampland.
Won't you tell me, dear, the size of your brassiere, 30, 40?
The one who spoke was Dennis, and it was not his turn. Do you know the song? Sunday, Monday, or always? No, you missed that.
Well, I do now, but
you
didn't.
The calendar.
And then the Yanks were coming.
I think... didn't hear that at all.
No.
I heard Goodbye, Dolly Gray.
No, you weren't. That's not what left me over here.
The whole thing is...
Over there.
Yeah,
over there, yeah.
You didn't play it like that.
No.
That is clearly... this whole thing is disastrous.
Yes, right.
Right, over there. The no box over there for that one. Then... Ian, do you know that?
No.
Tune by Cattelby. Wedgwood Blue.
Well, oh, yes. When
Wedgwood Blue. Yeah.
Wedgwood Bim.
Wedgwood Blue.
Oh.
Yes, that's a bit of an American in Paris.
Thank you.
Difficult bit of it.
And then it led into...
Don't know
then.
That reminded me of about three tunes, neither of which is the one you were actually playing. I don't know.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-dee, da-da-da-da-da. What's
yeah,
that?
Well, sure. There are lots of tunes rather like that. That one's called Handful of Stars.
Oh, I don't know that. There's a Billy Mayle tune, which is exactly the same.
Yes, that's right.
Or eighth.
And... that's like it too. And the last one, Dennis, was on
the banks. I'm sorry.
Oh, you think it was on the banks? I thought it was if it wasn't for the houses in between.
No, it wasn't for the banks and the Wabash in
yes.
between.
Yes. Or the last eight bars of Indiana.
Play that last one, would you, Steve?
Which one? The one I was playing when everybody was talking. Or the
No. The last one of the.
Houses in between. Wasn't for the houses in between.
A good try.
Goodbye,
good
Dolly try. Gray.
Thank you. Yes. Well, everybody's got no marks in that. Well, they managed a couple.
What do you mean, we got two?
No, you got a couple, don't worry.
Yeah.
A little later in the programme, I'm going to ask you each of you to name a musical work, or if you prefer, a performer who, in your view, hasn't been properly appreciated.
Dennis Norden.
Someone.
Yeah.
No, someone or something underrated.
Frank Muir knows about eighths.
Technical stuff, that.
Somewhat underrated. Anyway, that'll be a bit later on. Meanwhile, let us pay tribute to two lovely people who added to the gaiety of nations, Michael Flanders and Donald Swann.
She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice. She was fair, she was sweet, 17. He was old, he was violent, no stranger to vice. He was base, he was bad, he was mean. He had slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps. And he said, as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar, and the lamps.
John, what comes next? The next line.
Serve some, Madeira, Madeira!
Thank you, yes, that's right. Yes.
Mike had a marvellous way of saying, if he met any of his friends, I'm going to sing one song that's dedicated to you, old boy. And it was always that one.
Yes. Frank, here is that chorus, but can you supply, please, the line after the record cuts off?
Have some Madeira, Madeira. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you, that wouldn't be right. You shouldn't drink spirits at this time of night. Have some Madeira, Madeira. It's a very much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, one cannot drink stout. And port is a wine I can well do without. It's simply a case of
chacun a son gout.
That's right, yes.
Have some Madeira.
Chacun a son gout, yes. Ian, their finale song, in At the Drop of a Hat, was introduced by Michael with a line that I've never forgotten.
Some people think the title of this song is irrelevant.
What came next?
He said it's not irrelevant, it's a hippopotamus.
That's right.
It's not irrelevant, it's a hippopotamus.
One of my favourite Flanders and Swann songs is the one they call the Song of Patriotic Prejudice, in which they knock every single race except the English. Dennis, can you supply, please, the missing four words when this record cuts off?
The Welshman's dishonest, he cheats when he can. A little and dark, more like monkey than man. He works underground with a lamp in his hat, and he sings far too loud, far too often, and flat. And crossing the channel, one cannot say much. For the French or the Spanish, the Danish or Dutch. The Germans are German, the Russians are red. And the Greeks and Italians
eat garlic in bed.
Yes,
yes.
Eat garlic in bed.
That was from the other show, wasn't it? The drop of another hat.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
I used to have a gig, as Ian did, with Donald. Mm. And we went to the festival in Belfast, and Donald insisted on singing that song. Likewise, we went to Edinburgh and we went to Swansea, and he sang that song. Didn't go down terribly well in Wales. But in Ireland, they loved it.
Yes,
there was a lovely thing in the introduction that Mike Flanders used to do about the German national song was Deutschland, Deutschland über alles, which means German, German overalls.
Yes, lovely men, both of them. I seem to spend quite a large part of my life ringing up the BBC Pronunciations Unit for advice and trying my level best to follow their recommendations. One mark to you if you can correctly pronounce, in accordance with their preferred pronunciations, the following. John, the title, please, of this aria. Domingo singing, John.
Your tiny hand is frozen.
No, I'm not buying that. He wasn't singing those words.
Oh, wasn't he?
Come on, what is it in Italian, please?
You're expecting me to say a gelida.
Mm. Well, you
and
might.
It's a gelida.
Yes, che gelida.
La mano? La mano. No.
Che gelida manina.
Manina.
Manina. That's a half mark, too, isn't it, if ever I heard one. Frank, the opera about Orpheus and his late wife, composed by Gluck, from which this aria comes.
What is life to me without this? What is left in that dead? What is my life without him? What is life without him?
Kathleen Ferrier, Kay Farrow. Yes. But the name of the opera, please, Frank.
Which version?
It's Orpheus and Eurydice.
Yes, well...
Or Eurydice.
But in his language, you see, in the English, you're singing Kay Farrow.
So Gluck.
In Italian, then, it would be Orfeo...
Orfeo and Gladys.
That's, you know...
Eurydice in Latin. Eurydice. Eurydice.
I should quit while you're ahead with half a mark. Orfeo ed Eurydice.
Have you ever asked them, I'm being pedantic now, but have you ever asked them how to pronounce Gluck?
Gluck.
You said Gluck.
Gluck. Gluck.
Well, it's nice. Gluck.
That's spoilt the bit on the bottom of this page.
I said Gluck.
That is kein Umlaut.
Yes.
Überdau. So it's Gluck.
Ian, the opera, please, from which this comes. Bühling singing
Nessun Dorma.
From. From.
From? Aha, I can see, yes. I think the controversy on this one will rage to the end of time, whether it is Turandot or Turandot.
Yes. Either will do, I'm assured. But the BBC tends to recommend sounding the final T now. They tend to recommend Turandot.
Yes, it'll be like that for 10 years, and then they'll drop it.
We've seen it come and seen it go.
Yes,
that
yes.
T at the end of the tour and drop, yes.
Dennis, Rudolf, the Russian dancer and choreographer, so familiar in this sort of musical context. Rudolf, Dennis.
Well, of course, at Annabelle's we call him Rudy. So. Rudolf Nureyev and Moira Shearer. Well, I don't know where the accent goes, actually, on Nureyev. I don't know whether it's Nureyev or Nureyev.
Yeah, well, I think you've got a mark. I'm told it's Nureyev or strictly Nureyev. Nureyev, if you want to be really, really Russian about it. Underrated musical works or personalities. John, who's underrated in the musical world?
I don't know. It's difficult to say. I think the great Hungarian violinist, Sándor Vaig, him what had a quartet, I think he's underrated. And in a way, I think, although he is famous, Fu Cong is not, the Chinese pianist, is not as famous as he ought to be, I think. He's a marvellous pianist.
Sándor Vaig and Fu Cong. Frank, who do you think's underrated musically?
Apart from the obvious, you know, sort of Wagner, who really is awfully good, you know. I think you're singing.
I thought I might.
But when Steve has sung little bits, you know, you see people closing their eyes to enjoy it more.
That's true.
And some sort of shutting the sound in by putting their fingers to their ears. Yes. Much underrated, and, you know, making little lovely gestures.
Okay. All true, all true. Mm. Thank you very much. Right, Ian. Well, underrated.
Well, I know an opera, a one-act opera that I think is not performed anything like as much as it should be. And that's an opera called. Well, that is one, but the one I'm thinking of is called The Night Bell, or Il Campanello, by Donizetti. And he wrote it because the tenor of this little opera company in Italy had deserted them. And it's a terrible thing for an Italian opera company to be deserted by their principal tenor. And he took pity on them and wrote them this opera that didn't need a principal tenor. There is a character tenor part, but there is no principal tenor. And it is hilariously funny about an elderly chemist. It starts on his wedding day, and that turns up at the wedding reception the sweetheart of the girl that he's marrying, and come back from the war and furious that she's going to marry this old man. And it turns out that he's going to go to a chemist's congress the next morning, so that the nuptials will be very short. And so her lover spends the whole night turning up at the chemist's shop in disguises as different patients who are terribly ill, wanting prescriptions, so that every time he's just about to go into the marriage bed, the bell rings and he has to go to the door, and then it's always the same chap. And I sang in this opera once with the American baritone Bruce Boyce, who's about 6 feet five, and it was so obvious that it was him every time, which added to the comedy of the thing. It's a lovely opera, and it should be done more often.
It's got a good part for a baritone and no part for a tenor. I'm not surprised you like it. Dennis, somebody underrated in your musical world.
Down at my lower end of the market. I found this difficult because I find that down at this end, the people don't tend to be overrated. People tend to rise to the level they deserve. I can't think of anybody who deserved to be better. And I can think of people who deserve to be better remembered than they were. There was a girl, Gertrude Mitchell. I don't know how any of you remember, as a singer, used to write her own songs, and there was a song called Sweet Afterglow. There was Painted Lady. Oh, you've got some.
Yeah, she did, and she did. She was like in the Little Reviews.
She started with Tito Burns with the accordion.
And she was the first one to have a trouser suit. That was four dancers before the American. Yeah,
he's taking all this in and believing every word.
Yeah. He was a teacher.
I think
a reference to Tito Burns. My eyes sort of glazed over at that point.
Yeah. Tito Burns, you tweet.
That got me, yes. My pleasure. Five notes. They start off a number of tunes or themes. For example, this from a quartet by Haydn. John, only a fraction later, historically speaking, but with the same five-note start. Which is?
Haydn Symphony.
No. Somebody else's.
Oh, no, Beethoven, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Rather a pastoral sort of.
Yes,
pastoral symphony. That's half a mark, because you ought to know Beethoven's pastoral symphony, but. Very good. Frank, the same five note start. The tune, the title?
It's Together.
Together, it is, yes. Ian, still in triple time. Haydn again. You know the title?
No.
Anybody in the audience, please? Anybody in the audience? My mother, My mother bids me bind my hair.
Ah.
Yes, by Haydn.
Thank you.
And Dennis, yours so really easy that I'd like two songwriters' names as well, please.
You'll never know.
Yes.
Harry Warren. Now, was it? Harry Warren and Matt Gordon.
Yes, Gordon and Warren. They usually got the other. You'll never know. That's right. A line or a half line from me and a song title, please, from you. John, I know you know this song because you've quoted it occasionally in earlier programmes. It's a line from the song. Just me and my radio. What's the song? Just me and my radio.
Dennis is doing a very good mime of it, yeah. But I'm not having a good time of it.
Frank, can you help me?
No.
Just me and my radio.
Ain't misbehaving.
Frank, I quote, Frank, whenever I sneeze,
Whenever I sneeze. Let there be.
Yes, that's the one, Dennis.
What is it? Let there be. Let there be love.
Bless me whenever I sneeze.
Whenever I sneeze. Wonderful George Shearing and Nat King Cole.
Yes,
great record.
Yes, written by an Englishman, as Dennis so rightly says.
Even I know that one.
Yeah. How potent these songs are. Ian, summertime was nearly over.
Oh, it's the Isle of...
Louis Trenet.
Yes. Isle of Capri.
Isle of Capri, yes. Dennis, a high diddle diddle and a hot cha-cha.
A high diddle diddle and a hot
cha-cha. Yes, Ian's giving you this one.
No, that's Hey Nonny Nonny and a hot cha-cha.
Yes, all right, then Hey Nonny Nonny and a hot cha-cha.
Well, the church bells will be ringing as well, with Ma and Pa. Hot church bells will be ringing with a Hey Nonny Nonny and a hot cha-cha.
I've got high diddle diddle.
No, high diddle diddle,
my baby's okay.
High diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Fit as a fiddle. In Singing in the Rain, Donald O'Connor and Gene Kelly.
Right, thank you. And so, once again, we come to the singing of the songs and the parting of the ways. First, though, Frank starts us off with Eddie Cantor's song about Susie. I could actually do with some rhythm help over this. John, would you oblige, please, with a percussive ostinato on the bongos?
If you mute Susie like I know Susie, Oh, what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, holy Moses, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. From the country, I'm the one that had to walk. You knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, what a girl.
John. I always thought bongos were those things you went...
No, they're maracas.
Do bring maracas next week.
What my idea? Don't be blaming me.
I do blame you. I agreed to it.
If you look up Rufford Park in a gazetteer, you'll find two listed, or I did anyway, but the one that John thinks about, if he's got his breath back, was the seat of Lord Saville near Mansfield. Rufford Park.
They're funny words, but I think the tune is marvellous. They say that 40-gallon poachers there was in a mess. They had often been attacked when the number it was less. So poacher bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart and think about those poachers bold that night at Rufford Park. Buck or doe, believe it so, a pheasant or an hare, was sent on earth for everyone, quite equal for to share. So poacher bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about those poachers bold that night at Rufford Park.
Rufford Park poachers. Dennis offers a gentle jazz standard that dates from 1926.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so. If I could be with you, 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you, or perhaps your sister, if I could be with either of you.
And so to Ian, with the song of the Irish migrant for whom America is the land of gold and opportunity. Off to Philadelphia.
Oh, me. me name is Paddy Leary, from a spot called Tipperary. The hearts of all the girls I am a thorn in, but before the break of morn, faith 'tis they'll be all forlorn, for I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. With me bundle on me shoulder, faith, there's no man could be bolder. I'm leaving dear old Ireland without warning, for I lately took the notion for to cross the briny ocean, and I start for Philadelphia in the morning. When they told me I must leave the place, I tried to keep a cheerful face, for to show me heart's deep sorrow I was scorning. But the tears will surely blind me, for the friends I leave behind me, when I start for Philadelphia in the morning. But though me bundle's on me shoulder, and there's no man could be bolder, though I'm leaving now the spot that I was born in, yet someday I'll take the notion to come back across the ocean to my home in dear old Ireland in the morning.
Anchors away with a final score, if you're interested, which shows a victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.